Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Major Applewhite joining us on the Triple Threat. Coach, Sean, Rich, and Ted, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great like every Houstonian is today.
Yeah, so tell us, where were you when it went down last night? How excited were you for the city of Houston to get that championship with the Astros last night?
Oh, well, I'm lame, you know. I mean, we're in season. I've got an 8-year-old, a 16-month-old. You know, we were quiet. You know, I was getting the look. You know, be quiet. But we watched it in the bedroom, my wife and I, and we're excited. It was just so fun to watch the guys compete with how hard they compete and how relentless they are.
It is. We've been talking, and I'm sure we will until 6 o'clock, about how unforgettable last night will be for so many for generations to come. Glad you were able to enjoy it, and I'm sure you also enjoyed, and congratulations on a gigantic win on the road against, as Sean alluded to, an undefeated South Florida team last week, a team that had the nation's longest winning streak at 12 in a row, and you did so getting the most QB action to date out of Derek King, who I think you've already confirmed will start in that homecoming game on Saturday. Can you talk a little bit about what he brought to that offense? And I know you were happy with the effort on the other side of the football as well, but, you know, the 20-yard touchdown with 11 seconds to go, preceded by the 4th-and-24 with Courtney Lark. Can you talk about the kid a little bit from Manville?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he brought consistency. He brought, creativity, ad lib. You know, when certain things weren't there, he could do some things with his feet. He also brought some great throws. It was a great deep ball that he gave Courtney early in the third quarter to tie the game up at 7. Made some other big throws in the game as well. And he's just always been, you mentioned he was from Manville and Kirk Martin's program, and they won a lot of games down there, and they continue to win a lot. And he's a big part of that, and so he's just very confident. He's coached that way. He in high school he expected to win. He expects to win here, and just need to keep growing, keep developing as a young quarterback, and he will, because that's just the type of person he is. So excited about the way he played last week, and as we know in sports, now it's this week. So we'll see what we got.
Congratulations on a great win, Coach. Do you feel like a lot of changes to your offense? You need to make changes to your offense now that Derek King is presumably the starting quarterback moving forward. Does he just fit into what you're doing, or now do you have to tweak it to kind of fit his skill set?
You know, there's a lot of versatility in this offensive playbook. We don't use the whole playbook every week because it's just too much offense. But there's certain things that feature, you know, certain types of quarterbacks better. You know, that you can work more towards your skill set is what I'm trying to say. So there'll be some things that fit his skill set more. You know, but it ultimately. We just got to continue to do what we did in the third and fourth quarter, which is play hard, play well, do your job, pay attention to the details, and understand that games are going to get tight, and that's when your focus has to get tight, not you, but your focus, and just do your job and execute.
Major Applewhite, head coach of the Cougs, joining us here on the Triple Threat. Coach, this is the third starting quarterback you've had this year. Can you speak to the challenges as a head coach? You know, you got to put the best guy in there to go win games. Can you speak to maybe what the challenges are as a head coach? Maybe not so much from an X's and O's standpoint, but, you know, these are obviously all guys that want to play. This is it's the leadership position on the offensive side of the ball. What challenges do all the changes in season pose for you as a head coach?
None. I don't feel. I mean, you play who you think gives you the best opportunity to win, and to me, it's as a leader, it's when did you know and what did you do? And if you allow things to continue, down a negative path, then you're not doing your job. So everybody understands that on our football team. You know, we're paid to produce, all of us. Everybody in this building is paid to produce, and that's our job. So you have to do your job if you want playing time, and, you know, that's no different than any other position. I don't really pay attention to the outside things. I just look at what we've got to do on film and who's taking care of the football, who's moving the ball, who do the teammates, respond to in terms of their leadership and their competitiveness. So those are the things that I make my decisions on in terms of quarterback.
Coach, when I saw this stat, I had to read it a couple of times before I realized how ridiculous it was. You beat a team last week that had scored 30 or more in a national best 24 consecutive games. And I know second half defense has been a point of concern in some previous games against Tulsa and Memphis. What changed? How did you lock those guys down so much, especially in the second half?
Great effort. Great effort. Not to say that some of the other games where we didn't play great defense in the second half was a lack of effort, but this particular offense, in terms of what they had at quarterback with Quentin Flowers, it takes 11 guys pursuing him. And if you leave one or two or think you can get a four-man rush home and tackle him, it's just not going to happen. So it's 11 guys that have to be flying around, playing sound ball. We did some smart things in terms of just as a football team, but there was in the second half, there were not very many costly penalties. We had a sack in a two-minute drive, which, we can't have, that was, that negated a holding penalty because they declined it. But other than that, there were no huge penalties. We weren't really shooting ourselves in the foot in the second half. But to answer your question specifically, effort on defense. That's what creates opportunities for guys to make plays on defense and hold a great offense to what they had.
Hey, Coach, big homecoming game coming up this weekend, taking on ECU. What are some of the challenges that East Carolina presents to your team?
Well, they throw the ball really well. They're 25th in the country in throwing the football, and they've got some great players outside. They can protect their passer. Their quarterback is a transfer from Duke that's seen a lot of playing time in his career, experienced. Offensively, they've changed coordinators midseason on defense, so there's some different wrinkles, some different things. The new coordinator is kind of featuring more a little bit, keep you more off balance in terms of what he's throwing at you. So in our league, just in general, with Memphis and South Florida and UCF and others that you hear about, you have to be prepared every week in our league. You cannot go to sleep. There are no gimmies in this conference.
No question about that. University of Houston head coach Major Applewhite joining us on the Triple Threat.
Coach, one more for me before we cut you loose. I mean, I think it's an understatement to say that Derek King's performance at South Florida has created a buzz on that campus in advance of this homecoming game. And when he throws in 83 yards rushing, the comparisons to Greg Ward Jr. are inevitable. Can you even address that, especially the fact that both have backgrounds at wide receivers, and maybe that helps a little bit with a better understanding of what's going on offensively?
Well, there's a lot of similarities between the two. I'm not going to try to downplay it. I mean, both of them are phenomenal athletes, very serious about their job and want to learn the ins and outs and the details of playing the position, not just be an athletic guy who can throw the ball. They're both intelligent. They've got great football, acumen, and can make plays outside of design. You're just very seldom are you going to call 87 great plays in a row as a play caller. So you need a guy that is going to take care of the ball when you don't. You need a guy that can see extra yards there when you call something that's going to get 15, and he can do things with his feet that give you 35, then obviously that's a special player. So, I know I'm saying this on behalf of Derek. What we've got to do is just continue to go back to work, stay humble, understand it was a great win, which was, 5-6 days ago. Now we've got one in 48 hours, so let's get ready for this and let's put our mind on this one and not worry about all the other stuff.
That's Major Applewhite, head coach of the Cougs, joins us each and every week at this time. Hey, Coach, best of luck this weekend. Go get them. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Go Cougs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.